really for us, it's on two fronts. It's what we can do with the football setup from academy all the way up to first team and how we can strengthen that organization, put ourselves in a place where we're making better decisions, where we're developing players that are coming through and getting them to the first team. And it's on the business side, on the commercial side. How do we put the club in a position to capture value for our club, for what Aston Villa really stands for? And if we can move along both of those plans, improving what's happening within the football setup and what's happening commercially, we believe we can put the club back to where it really deserves to be.
And particularly with the manager, there's not a lot of managers on such a long-term contract. I know there may be the exception with Alan Pardew, etc. But what was the thinking behind giving Paul Lambert such a long sort of pat on the back boost, if you like? You more or less said, you're our man.
Those conversations were happening even before I got here between Paul and Randy. They have a really great relationship. And I know one of the things that Randy really appreciates is Paul's honesty and his assessment and his ability to admit mistakes when he makes them. He is a very honest guy, and I've seen that since I've come in. And we have a fantastic relationship right now. We've got, you know, the four of us, Randy, Paul, Patty Riley, who's come back from Liverpool to join us as our director of recruiting, and myself, are talking on a very regular basis about the direction that I just described, how we're trying to improve the football setup and what we're trying to do commercially to put the club on the right path. I mean, you won't be surprised. I come from a business background, and in a business background, you don't change one of the most important positions at the club easily, and we believe continuity is incredibly important in this business. We believe, especially as we're trying to take the club in a new direction and trying to build for the future, that continuity is absolutely critical.
Okay. At the end of that four-year contract, what would be success? What would you sit down and say, Paul, you've done exactly what we wanted you to do. What's success?
Look, I don't think it really has to wait. We don't have to wait that long to determine, you know, whether we've been successful against where we're going. What I believe is possible and what I've communicated to Randy and what I'm communicating to potential partners in the marketplace today is that this is a club that can be seventh or eighth in terms of the revenue that we generate within the Premier League and put ourselves in a position where we should be finishing in a position that's seventh or eighth consistently and competing for domestic cups and possibly competing for a place in Europe. That is where I think we're going. And what that does is starts to put us in touching distance of some of the other larger clubs that are truly big global club brands. And then from there, we can determine how far we can really take it. But that's success. And I actually don't think that takes 4 years. I think we're looking at probably 3 years, putting ourselves in a much better position than we are now.